feel the earth singing that this morning to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Good morning. I had a song in my spirit. Hallelujah. And a hallelujah on my lips. Hallelujah. It's a great day to have life. Hallelujah. I'm so sorry that I could not connect live this morning. I have a very important emergency that came up, but I am here with the Spirit of God going through me and flowing through me that has given me life to share a message of life with you this morning. The last time I connected, I spoke a message about life, and so this is the part two of life. I have never in my life been so inspired to talk about a topic. I've never been so transformed by a topic. This power, one of our 12 powers, this power of life has completely transformed. I will tell you, community, I'll share this with you, okay? It's a secret. Okay, but it's going to happen for you too. So powerful, this power of life. It is precious. It is precious. And so that's why I'm taking my time here. I probably will speak on life for a long, long time. Life, the power, when I activated it for myself and I got into it, I got studied it and I started to speak on it and apply it more in my life, it has given me new status in multiple areas of my life. Life, new status. So I want to get into it. Last time we really talked in that definition of life and how it's also in the Christ message and what his desires were for mankind when he came to earth. He says, I have come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. And so we talked about life and its definition in being the capacity to grow, the capacity to grow and expand, the ability to function, have those functions, the Spirit of God, the presence of God, hallelujah, the intellect and the knowledge to create and procreate. And so we just got into that. And so today I want to take it a little bit deeper and how life will manifest and what this power of life can help to create. So I have these five S's that I want to share with you this morning, going deeper into life and what it will create for you, the power, that life power, stability, safety, security, supernatural sustainability, and my favorite, the treat, self-discovery. As spiritual believers, as those who practice positive living, self-discovery is very important. And this is so cool. The life power because of its brilliance and its creativity and its ability to accelerate and its ability of longevity to flow and stream and produce, its ability to search out and to continue on. Hallelujah. It brings about an ability to have self-discovery, especially in its connection to God, the self and God. So I want to just kind of go through that with you a little bit this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. You're here for a reason. Amen. So enjoy stability. Stability, safety, security, supernatural sustainability, and self-discovery. These are conditions and states that you can arrive at in limitless depths, applying the life principle, and all of them enhance and increase the quality of life. Hallelujah. Stability, safety, security, supernatural sustainability, and self-discovery. I want to read this morning for my message, Psalms 139, and I'm going to pull out the expression of life and these concepts and principles that I've shared: stability, safety, security, supernatural sustainability, and self-discovery. Let me grip my Bible. Psalms 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. You compass my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, you know it altogether. So that's saying there's not a word in my tongue that you do not know, Lord. You have beset me behind and before, and you've laid your hand upon me. Here's the greatest expression of the life principle, friends. It's found in Psalms 139, verse 6. Such knowledge, it's too wonderful for me, it says. It's high. I cannot attain it. Such knowledge. It's too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain to it. Wow. Life. Life. How is everything sustained? How is it that there is chaos but consistent stability? How is it that all of the depths and layers of the earth and the atmosphere and the planets are secured? How is that? Supernatural sustainability. How is it? The greatest brilliance and creative human design evolving. How is that? Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I cannot attain it. It's high. I feel that about the life power. A high knowledge. It says, where can I go from your spirit? Here we go. Where can I flee from your presence? And so there's revelation happening here of the truth about security, the truth about sustainability, the life presence, God always active everywhere. And he goes into these understandings of the changes of level or the change of position. If I go here, he's still there. If I go here, I'm still in his presence. He says in verse 8, if I ascend up into the heaven, behold, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, hello, behold, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning, verse 9, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even still, your hand will lead me there, and your right hand will hold me. there's that safety. There's that security. Not only will I be there, but I will lead you. Not only will I be there and can I access every crevices of that location, although it might seem far off, not only can I access it, but I'll even lead you in that. I can lead you there also. It says in verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Because even the darkness will be light unto God. Yes, the darkness hideth not from you. The night, even the night, will shine like the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, God. For you have possessed my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. Here we go. Here we're coming to the self-discovery. Look at verse 14 and listen carefully. Psalms 139, I will praise you, God, for I am fearfully, hallelujah, and wonderfully made. This is perhaps one of the greatest scriptures in the text, in the Bible, of self-discovery. And it's a beautiful expression as it is expressed in after consecutive thoughts of discovery of God's security and sustainability. He says, he talks about the deep places in the sea and going even into the making the bed in hell, going high into the sky and in the heavens, but even everywhere, not ceasing to access God's presence, not going away from God's spirit, being able to still benefit and be led by God, not only be led, but even be held there. And then he discovers, if this is the God that made me, if these are the limitless boundaries of the hand of God, if surely, if he made me, I have a purpose. I am made with power. I am divine. I am fearfully. I love that. I'm not just wonderfully made. I'm not just wonderful, but fearfully, he says. I am fearfully made. Something to think about. It's something to admire. It's something to esteem. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Life. Life. The power of life. The knowledge of life. He says it's too high for me. I cannot attain to it. We have this going deeper into the life power. We have the stability and the safety and the security and the sustainability and the self-discovery in ways that cause us to be at new statuses in life. They can change our status in life. They can change our ability to channel God energy. They allow us to enter into the purposes and the plans of God, helping us to understand that God not only designed us for a purpose, but he's able to sustain us in our ability to perform those purposes. He's able to protect us when things come against those things. And so it's a powerful life force where we can, oh, I just love that, where he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It's great. It's a great discovery of the human being made and designed by God. God's life force is also knowledge, and it allows for us to discover. It allows for us to go into those deep places that he mentioned to experience God. And so, my friends, receive new levels of stability. That doesn't just mean mental stability, but physical and spiritual stability, oneness without ceasing with God, safety. Not just physically safe, but the knowledge to be protected and the knowledge of life that could cause you to navigate high places, low places, mid places, and have the presence of God with you. Security, without question, your confidence, without doubt, faith going deep, deep, deep into God as we practice and apply this life power that gives knowledge, new levels of perspective, of stability and safety and security, sustainability, and self-discovery. Let us go into meditation. I want you to hold the life power. Get grounded in the body. I want you to hold the life power in your hand. Grip it, cup it, feel it. Take this power deeper in this season. Happy summer. Take the life power deeper. Feel your new stability levels, your new security levels, your new levels of safety, new levels of sustainability. Feel it. Feel new self-discovery. New aspects of your purpose come to life now. Receive it. And so it is. Thank you.
Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah!
Wow.
That was good.
That was pretty incredible.
That was really good.
You know, sometimes we do Zooms and they don't come across quite as well as somebody standing here. This is not one of those occasions.
I agree.
All right. If you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just speak out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all of the people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle with basic human needs, those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. And let's take a moment of silence for all those we have focused our collective group energy to. And now, please join us in our healing prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen.
Amen.
Now is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's hold our offerings in our hearts and hands and say our offering prayer. Divine love, through me,
blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am.
Thanks for the music, Tim.
And now let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Now our prayer of protection, let's say that together. The light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And in closing, let's stand, form a circle, join hands in preparation for our song of peace. While you're moving about, let's express our gratitude to those who've made today's service possible, our speaker, Erica Wagner, our reader, Sherry Lauder, our musicians, Mike and Karen Merker, our slide creator, and technical gods, Johnny Troy, Susan Finlay for the camera work. Next week, our speaker will be Dr. Daria Funches as she continues in her series, Open the Door in 2024. After the peace song, please join us downstairs for food and fellowship. Zoomers will be downstairs in a few, and you can join us there.
Thank you, John.
Hanukkah miracle. Yep, the candle was only supposed to last for 1 week, it lasted for 5 weekends. There you are.
Hey, I made it. A little slow start this morning.
Yeah.